The Border Protection Department has warned that Australia could see an increase in terrorism and organised crime because of the country's vulnerability to the proliferation of foreign flag ships plying Australia's sea lanes. The concerns were raised during a heated Senate committee hearing examining the increase in so-called flag of convenience shipping. A retired Rear Admiral with the US Navy also expressed concern that the deregulation of Australia's shipping industry could leave the nation vulnerable. And Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan lashed out at government representatives, claiming they weren't doing enough to monitor foreign ships in Australian waters. Thomas Arete reports.
It's a mystery that unfolds like a Hollywood thriller. At the centre is the Sage Sagittarius, a giant ship that's been transporting Australia's coal to Japan for more than a decade. And earlier this year, the ABC's Four Corners program revealed how the ship became a floating crime scene in 2012, with the deaths of three people on board.
It's not easy to fall for a seafarer, for a man to fall over the side of a ship. There was something much more on that day. There was a threat, and there was a very, very real and present threat to those seafarers.
That's Dean Summers from the International Transport Workers Federation. He appeared at today's Senate inquiry.
The Australian industry has suffered even more cutbacks and more ships have gone off the Australian coast, only to be replaced, as we've said, by flag of convenience ships. And it doesn't talk to the quality of the machinery, the quality of the ships. It talks to the registration. It talks to the capacity to hide completely the ownership behind these ships.
Sage Sagittarius is one of those flag of convenience ships. It's Japanese owned, but carries the flag of Panama and relies on a Filipino crew. And the inquiry is examining an increase in these foreign flag ships in Australian waters. According to Dean Summers, not only is that a security risk, but the economy suffers.
We can't compete on zero wages. We can't compete on zero taxation. The FOC ships pay nothing into this country. They pay zero. In fact, when they leave the ports, they leave us with a bill.
And the Maritime Union of Australia is concerned it'll get worse if the federal government deregulates the shipping industry. A bill to allow for that was narrowly defeated in the Senate last month, but it's understood the government plans to reintroduce it early next year. And if it passes, the union's national secretary, Paddy Crumlin, says nothing will stop ship owners from turning to cheaper labour from countries with lax regulations.
We're a maritime nation, but we haven't got any leadership. And we've got to win it back, senators. That's all I'm appealing to. This is not an industrial issue or a political issue. This is a national interest. And we are Australians, regardless of whether everybody loves us.
And to prove his point, he invited retired Rear Admiral Robert D. Riley Jr. from the United States Navy to provide his perspective. He told the hearing that under what's known as the Jones Act, any ship travelling from one US port to another has to be US made with a US crew and at least 75% US owned.
Our merchant maritime community, which we call the Fourth Arm of Defence, is absolutely critical for us to respond in terms of national crises and disaster.
He expressed concern when WA Labor Senator Joe Bullock remarked that Australia was thinking of heading down a different path. And some of those concerns are shared by the Department of Immigration and Border Protection, which warns that flag of convenience ships could be exploited by crime syndicates and terrorist groups. Dr. Benjamin Evans is the Assistant Secretary of the Department's Strategy Branch.
If a ship is on the high seas and we have suspicion it is engaged in an illegal activity, to board that ship, we need the permission of the flag state to do that. If the flag state is uncooperative or unresponsive, a lot of the times it is not possible for us to board the ship at sea to determine whether there have been any activities of concern going on.
Representatives from the Department of Infrastructure also discussed the challenges in determining who owns a foreign ship, and Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan made his feelings clear to the department's acting Deputy Secretary, Judith Zielke.
The guy standing at the back of the room there thinking, what is this mob up to? If you're not entitled to know who owns a bloody ship that's using our resources and using our ports, I'll go and, get with it.
Senator Heffernan told the hearing that most people would be shocked to learn about the obstacles involved.
The ordinary average Aussie would be shaking their head saying, we're not entitled to know who owns the ships that are servicing our ports, doing whatever they're doing. is bloody crazy.
Senator, I'll just note that you're using the word entitled. What I'm talking about is what the legislation actually covers.
I don't want to talk political semantics or what you've learnt at training school when you come to estimates. This is just plain English. I think we're entitled to know who we're dealing with.
The committee's expected to report back in February.
That report from Thomas Arruti.